Hi, this is Jody Chaland, the host of Landscape Live. I'm here at the Planet GIE Plus Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, at the Landscape Management booth. I'm here with Jeremy Wishart, the Senior Programs Manager of PERC, which is the Propane Education and Research Council. Jeremy, I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, good morning, and thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Now, we were talking just before we came on the air, and I think that this is really great information and things that, you know, contractors and our listeners and members want to really hear about. So can you tell us first, what is PERC and what do you do?
Certainly. So PERC is the Propane Education and Research Council. It is a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization. Think of it in terms as a checkoff program similar to what you see with the milk board and the peanut board. The propane retailers in the United States pay into this checkoff program back to PERC at 0.4 cents for every gallon of odorized propane sold in the United States. That funding allows us to go into various markets and do a lot of research and development with a lot of manufacturing partners. And in this specific market, that would mean companies such as Kohler, Kawasaki, Briggs & Stratton, and even down to the mower manufacturers like Exmark and John Deere and others, really to bring new products to market that utilize propane, which is a great American-sourced fuel. We are a net exporter of propane. It's certainly a cost leader in terms of cost reduction of your fuel cost. It's also a very safe fuel, which is another area where PERC does a lot of work. We do the consumer safety campaigns. We also do our own industry safety campaigns and training of our own industry. So we're really a R&D and a safety program and safety awareness organization for both the end user and our own industry as a whole.
And this, a lot of this has come around because of the prices of fuel have gone up considerably, you know, as far as protecting the environment and everybody being hyper aware of green and their carbon footprint as well. Is that where you're seeing a lot of things going on?
So that's really the beauty of propane. The emissions reductions and that green angle, the reductions of carbon producing greenhouse gas emissions, that's really where propane has traditionally had a very big advantage in terms of engine fuel. About a 50% greenhouse gas reduction in terms of emissions that you can expect from gasoline to propane. But what we've seen with the volatility of the traditional fuel pricing, that marketplace has fluctuated greatly over the past, even as recent as 3 months. And we've certainly seen that fluctuation continue over the past several years. In most cases, propane as an engine fuel can be purchased by the end user at about half the price of current gasoline prices. So there's certainly a economic advantage that we're now seeing with propane. And that's simply because with a lot of the shale gas plays that they're discovering throughout the United States and throughout North America, that has added to inventory in the United States, which has allowed us to become a net exporter. That surplus has also driven down the cost of propane to the end users. That's certainly the economic message now mates up with the environmental message that we've known from traditional markets.
And that's fantastic because I know, you know, in the green industry, fuel is a huge cost, even just for lawnmowers themselves. They really use a lot of fuel. So for the landscape contractor that's just learning about this or even somebody that's thinking about it, what's involved with converting their equipment to a propane solution?
So really, propane has a couple of different options for the landscape professional today. We have answers for converting their equipment, their current equipment in their fleet through various conversion kit manufacturers such as EnviroGuard and Metrolon and several others that are EPA certified and have relationships with the engine OEMs and have those approval levels such that it doesn't void the warranty. It doesn't cause any issues down the road in terms of warranty and serviceability on your engine. Really what the professional contractor needs to do is take an assessment of his fleet. You know, is my equipment going to last me several more years or do I need to be thinking about new equipment? And if that new equipment is really where they're facing or really where they're going, there are currently 15, and with John Deere's announcement of their propane program going forward today, there are now 16 OEM mower manufacturers that offer a OEM level propane mower model. I think those 16 manufacturers now represent something like 40 different models. So everything from the zero turn riders to the stand on units to the wide area walk behinds. And walking this show, we've even seen a few of the heavier duty push models that a lot of the landscape contractors are using. So there's really an opportunity for them to do a little bit of everything within their fleet and have an answer for all of their pieces of equipment.
So this is something in, you know, a lot of discussion here at the show and in the industry is about the issues with ethanol and how difficult it is, you know, on the equipment, and that the manufacturers are having problems, the end users are having problems. So this propane really seems to be a solution that solves all of that.
Absolutely. Propane has no ethanol in the fuel. There is no ethanol present in any of the fuel chain, the supply chain, to the actual retail site. It is a contained fuel, so it's in those cylinders that you see. They look a lot like a forklift cylinder. There are internal differences within the mower cylinder that allow it to draw vapor as opposed to liquid, and that's purely from an engine performance standpoint and a usability standpoint, because mowers are not constantly on a glass smooth surface like a warehousing facility with forklifts would be. But you're going to see a lot of those cylinders in the 20, 33 and a half pound and 43 and a half pound range or sizes, utilized in either dual tank configurations or single tank configurations that really allow the commercial equipment owner to run his equipment the entire 8-hour day, sometimes even beyond that. And it is certainly a readily available fuel. It is a contained fuel, and because it's contained, it's also very hard for ne'er-do-wells and people not in your best interest to steal your fuel, to make other uses for that fuel. So you're really controlling your fuel cost, and you're controlling your fuel supply. So it's a win-win for the user.
I mean, that's a great point as well, as far as being able to just go on one tank. And I'm sure it's throughout the country, but everything, all your gasoline's got to be tied down. You know, there's no more spillage. You don't have to worry about the expense of all the, you know, the ticketing for that. Again, some more damage to the environment by spilling 5 gallons of gas is, you know, that's a big deal. And it sounds like they could even fill up in the morning or the night before, run the whole day, come back to the shop, and fill up again.
Absolutely. As I was saying, propane is a contained fuel. It is stored as a liquid in the cylinders because it's under about 200 pounds of pressure. When it is released into the atmosphere, it becomes a vapor, so you don't have to worry about groundwater contamination. You don't have to worry about soil contamination that you do with traditional petroleum-based fuels. As such, the refueling infrastructure, whether it's on your own site, whether it's at your equipment dealer or your propane retailer, that equipment is vastly cheaper than even the traditional fuels. It, in fact, propane refueling infrastructure is the cheapest or the least expensive option in terms of refueling infrastructure. And really, the safety, the economics, and the availability, there are about 4,500 propane retailers throughout the United States, about 2,500 public accessible refueling stations, and many more privately accessible. So the options, there is no other alt fuel out there that has the options, the refueling options, the refueling availability that propane has at present.
So it's really, and it's the exact same propane that everybody's used to filling up for their barbecues or their mosquito control, things that they have at their house as well. So they're already familiar with it.
Exactly. There is no difference in the propane that you're using for the barbecue cylinder versus the propane that you're using in your mowers or in your truck fleet now with propane autogas. It is all HD5 propane here in the United States. The vast supply, because of the shale gas plays, the United States is now a net exporter of propane. We physically have more of it here in the United States than we can possibly use ourselves. So that's where us as PERC have to come up with ways to utilize that fuel, come up with new technologies that can benefit from a homegrown fuel that can save money, that can save our planet, and really promote a winning atmosphere for everyone involved.
It sounds like it's a win-win-win-win, you know, for everybody, for the contractor, for the country, for the environment. So it sounds like the perfect solution. And even, you know, we were talking again about ethanol. There's no mistake that you're employees can make. It's the one container and that's it. They don't have to worry about if it's 10%, 15%, 20% and damaging the equipment. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely. With the available training programs that are from PERC, from the propane retailers, it's really a foolproof refueling solution. And I keep coming back to that, the economic message and the green message. A lot of lawn and landscape companies have told us that they've won bids, state bids, municipal bids, simply because the bids are now being, there are requirements in those bids requiring alt fuel equipment be utilized in that application. And certainly propane has the advantage there and the wide availability, but even beyond that, ozone action days, that they're now in effect in a lot of the larger markets, larger heavily populated areas. Those ozone action days typically mean that a lawn and landscape company has to cease operations for that day because of their gasoline and diesel equipment do not meet emission standards for that day, or air quality standards for that day. Fortunate for propane, because we are an alternative fuel, a low carbon emitter, the company using the propane fueled equipment can continue to work that day. So there is no downtime. There is no loss of potential earnings for that day. And we've actually seen quite a few lawn and landscape contractors really benefit from that and kind of make that their mantra, that they can continue to work when others can't. And they've begun adopting more and more propane powered pieces of equipment and autogas vehicles into their fleet and seeing great success because of it.
That's really incredible. But I want to thank you for your time. If people want to find out more, is there a website that they could go to?
Sure. So we have autogasusa.org, and that's AutoGasUSA.org, is the site for all things propane-fueled power equipment and propane autogas on-road vehicle equipment. And you can also get in touch with the Propane Education and Research Council through our website, propanecouncil.org, or by calling us direct at our Washington, D.C.